Okay, so we were just saying that Isaac Peters was a teacher, and he's on this picture here. Was with him in the middle in the back. You have about 60 students here. That would have been about the number that you had when you left.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you were going to say something.
That when Isaac Peters was teaching, that's when there was a little problems there. They didn't like him.
Yes, he,
what did he do?
For a while, it's not what he did, except it seemed like the old colony people are actually against Sunday school. But when we started, it seems to be all right. But then when one of their own wanted to teach, that again, you know,
yeah.
then they swung back to their old idea of not wanting Sunday school. This is what it seemed like.
I see. So there was objection to him being a teacher then.
Yeah, and not, first of all, objection to him being a teacher, and then somehow, I remember now, quite a group turned, they weren't quite so much for Sunday school again, because, I mean, they accepted us as long as we just were there, but when this, now they started
then
to...
Then they kind of went back to the idea we'd rather not have Sunday school.
Yeah. I see. How did you choose this other guy, and the one to help you?
I don't remember how they even got in there.
They voted just like the.
Did their group?
Yes, I remember.
The group asked them to
I think it was voted.
Oh, voted. Like at a monthly meeting or something, they got together and.
They just called a meeting together.
And all the men got together and then elected the teacher.
Well, it was just a matter. I don't remember that. We'd been there, but I remember that they said he had been voted in.
I see. So then the group itself selected him, and then you worked together with him. Was there, what did he do then?
Well, we must have had our...
We gave him
group
some books.
We had our children split.
You split them then again. Did he take younger or older? Or?
I'm not sure.
I don't remember too much about this. It's
that's fine. I would kind of jog your memory, that's all.
Well, he must have had the younger ones.
I just remember being with them, and they invited us for dinner, and we talked about it, and how what he should do and what you should do, and it was between you and him, but I forget exactly how you arranged it.
Okay, and you gave him some books to use?
Yes, we gave. Oh, and someone else was a Sunday school teacher, and she still has a book from us.
Helen Reed.
Yes.
Her parents are Jake Reed. But they are Zomerfelder.
I'm just wondering whether they aren't in the Zomerfelder.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. And it was Helen that we gave this book. Now this...
Those weaves, they were quite outspoken, and you know, they had quite influence. But and so this Helen, I think it was more her mother that kind of talked her into, you know.
But she seemed to be all right.
Yeah.
So you had two other teachers then, plus Henry here?
I wonder if Isaac wasn't gone when she, because she was more towards the end, because our book still stayed with her. And I'm not exactly sure now, but there was some misunderstanding and difficult, and Isaac left for Manitoba, remember that? And then they had to have another one, and that was Helena.
So they selected another one.
She didn't teach all that long.
No, that's when
in
the
fact,
right thing
came
to. I think
that was during the time when we already quit.
Yes.
Almost,
yeah. Yeah.
So it was just near the end that she was instructed,
yes.
And Isaac had been there all the time.
He didn't teach all that long either.
Well, John Friesen came with drove with you for quite a while. So
who's John Friesen?
That's the fellow I was saying before that during the time when she was sick, she couldn't come. So instead of just me going alone, John Friesen from Vineland, him and his wife, they. It was actually John only that rode with me for while we took turns in driving from Minot.
Fellow member of the church at
Vineland.
Yeah. But I don't remember him teaching.
Well, I was just going to ask you.
I just had
the one class.
Yeah,
then.
The one class.
He just came along for
company. For company and
support. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he didn't teach then. But then, so for, that was for a while. Oh, you couldn't go then? Isaac Peters hadn't been teaching then anymore, or was before or after that he taught?
No, John came first. Isaac Friesen.
Isaac Peters.
Peters. He was selected after. I came already along then. Yeah. So.
Okay, so let's just get this straight.
Yeah.
When you started, there were the two of you,
yeah,
husband and wife.
Yeah.
Then shortly thereafter, you quit.
Yeah.
Annie, and then
John Friesen went along.
John Friesen went with you then for a while. For how long?
Until I
a year or so.
A year or so, right? That long?
And yes, well, maybe 10 months.
Okay.
11, but that's very short.
Almost
close,
a year.
Yeah.
And then you.
I went along again.
Again.
Yeah.
For how? Did you teach then?
I know. I don't think I taught because I had a child. I had two children then.
You had to take care of the
children.
And then they chose Isaac Peters. Shortly thereafter.
I don't remember too much about it. I can't
say. So it would have been 2 or 3 years into the thing that you were doing.
Yeah.
That Isaac would have been chosen, and then he would have taught maybe a year or so.
Yeah, not long.
I doubt if it was that long.
No.
Okay, and then they chose Helen Wee.
Helen Wee.
And then shortly thereafter you left.
Right.
So she may have been on almost a year as well. That'd be about right.
Yeah, there could have been that period in between where there was only me.
Yes.
Me by myself.
Okay.
I'm just wondering, when I expected Hilda, John went there then again. Because remember, we lived here and John came from Vineland.
Yes, but John, when we lived here, John never rode with us regularly.
Just he, off and on then?
Just maybe once or twice just to visit, you know, because he had been going there for some time, you know, and he just came to see them again, but not to go with us to have Sunday school.
Oh, because I remember I was home then.
That's
again,
right,
for a period.
They were, I remember,
and
this
I didn't
one time especially where John went with me,
yeah,
and his wife stayed,
yes,
with you in,
yeah,
the old house,
yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah.
After we lived here, John Friesen, they didn't come with us on a regular basis anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay. Now I'm curious on another angle here. How did you handle this thing financially? Obviously, there was a fair amount of driving for you, and that cost some money.
Well, we felt, I felt that this was part of my mission that I could do, you know. We always gave our donations to church, but this was when, maybe I should tell you a little more in detail why we felt. When we bought our first car, the first car that we bought was a 31 Chev, and then I bought a 47 Mercury. And
that was after you were married?
After we were married. I bought the Mercury before? Well, I bought the Volkswagen. I always had a leaning for a car that was cheap on gas. And when we bought our first Volkswagen, we felt that the money that we would save on gas, we could give for missions, you know.
I see.
And that's how we started supporting a foster child with a humanitarian mission.
Oh, yeah.
Was that after?
Okay.
But anyway.
After you quit
after
the summer school.
Yeah.
Now, did you have the Volkswagen all the time that you were driving to Elmer?
And the Mennonite Mission Committee.
That's a local one from your from the church here.
Well, it was Ontario Conference, I think, Ontario.
Right.
They wanted us to bill or to give them the miles, and they wanted to pay for it, and they did. It was, but I always gave it. Did I give it back, or did I? How did I do
well,
that?
Well, once or twice they did, and you just gave it back, and you said, "Why bother with all
that?" Oh, yeah, maybe it was that way. Anyway, we didn't make use of their support. I think for a while they were paying us, and we gave it back. And I remember that's how I told John Friesen about this. Like when he started coming with us, we took turns in driving, and I told him what I did, you know. So I think he did the same thing. So
you handed in miles, but then turned the thing back in.
Just a couple of times. Told
well,
that. Well, how foolish is this? And
well, then you didn't do it anymore, and you
know,
simply just paid it in your own pocket.
We've been paying, this, you know, which we didn't think was all that much.
Yeah. Okay. I was just curious how that. And so that the old colony didn't have any investment in money in this whole thing at all. Anyway.
Except they always gave us dinner.
They always kept us. They always kept us for a meal.
They
yeah.
made sure they had.
Somebody was ready to
yes.
put
yes.
you over.
There was
yes.
More than one. You
yes.
know,
they did a lot for us that way. Yeah.
I see. Would you spend the whole day there then? Or?
Well, we had.
They wanted
we had dinner there and stayed maybe 2 or 3 hours after dinner. I remember that how sleepy I used to be coming home.
Oh, yeah,
that actual people.
Yeah. We were quite tired with the children, but they wanted us so badly, and we did that.
Well, we had good visits with them.
That's the only way we could get to know the people.
Sure. Yeah. And then you were able to get close to them, to talk to them about different things. Or did they then ask for advice on theological questions and that kind of thing quite a bit or not?
No.
Well,
not
different
much.
Times, different people came. Remember at Peter's, especially one. Different people ask, how can we know that we born again?
Yeah, in our conversations, different times, like especially about our assurance, you know, that we can know that we're saved, you know, and we have had, you know, discussions on it. But when I think of it now, with being that much older now, I think how much more should we have done, you know, as far as, you know, pointing them to that we really can know that we're saved, you know. Mm-hmm. But at the time, not that I was too young to know, but just inexperienced, you know.
Yes.
And I think we failed very much in that respect.
But we talked a lot wherever we were. We talked on that subject.
Oh, that was always a
crucial
one that you talked about often.
Question. What
did they always ask the question then regarding that usually? They would ask
they
first.
Yeah. See, their opinion or their concept is, you know, you can't know whether you're saved. Nobody's seen God, and well, maybe with a lot of Mennonite circles, you know, not just with a little colony of people.
But it's different now.
Well, yeah, we're living in a different time now.
No.
What do you mean with them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The people.
Oh yes, with the church that there's there now in Aylmer, you mean? Oh yes, they.
Oh, you mean like the EMC or something?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah. Yeah, but not with the old colony group. With the old colony group is probably still the same.
I'll talk about that later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now another thing I wanted to check with you. Where did you meet, first of all? In a house, you've been sort of saying? Where
first time we met was in a house on Number 3 Highway. But that was only the first time. Was that Yabib's house?
The very, very first time.
Yabib the
Jizya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in his house. Where was that exactly?
That was just through Tilsonburg. Through the. Well, I remember yet how Mr. Smith said we have to go through this big gully, you know, just type of list. Just behind Tilsonburg. And right?
Just on the other side of Tilsonburg?
Just on the other side of Tilsonburg.
And on the south side or north side of the highway? Or?
On the north side.
The house was close to the road?
It was very close to the road, and then
okay. Still there. All right, and that was the first time. That's where you were.
That was our first meeting. Yeah.
Okay, and then how many times did you meet there?
I only remember
I think
one
only
meeting
once.
There, yeah.
The next time was in this.
The next time
house.
Was in.
And I was. They rented or bought it, and I think they rented a big house. I don't think anybody lived there. We went to look at it and we thought it was good, and that's how we met.
Where was that house?
That was on the south side somewhere, but I forget exactly.
On Number 3 too?
Off Number 3 someplace, yeah. It wasn't on Number 3.
Well, that was different.
That was off on the road somewhere, off Number 3.
But it was a house?
It was a house, yeah.
Okay.
And then...
How long were you at that time?
I think we only met there... Not that many times, but that I remember. Yes, that was the house where the eldest from Manitoba came.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think that's also where Reverend or Elder Bishop was with us once.
And that's where the ministers got called too, like
elected.
Elected, yeah.
In that house.
Well, at that time, so yeah. Probably that's the only house.
So
we
it must
then.
Have been a while that we had Sunday school in our house then.
I think that's where I stopped going, and you had longer in there.
Let me just clarify one thing, and we'll keep on with where they met.
Wishart.
Tell me a little more about this man. What was his full name?
John Wishart.
He was a bishop?
That was just an environment in the Mennonite church.
Is he still alive?
Yes.
Okay, so he was a young man then, or?
Well, he's quite old now.
Oh, I see.
He's
still active, though? Oh, he's in the 80s.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
He's close to 80 or something.
Okay, and he came in once or twice Yes. You?
See, he is the one that had this first prayer meeting that when we heard about it.
Yes.
And he was quite eager, you know, to see something being done there too. And so he, I think he only went along to, you know, to for encouragement or for
I think
to
it was
see,
without
to
me.
See
I think he. I don't remember me being there when he.
And I think him and his wife both came on.
Yeah. Did he preach?
I'm not sure if he preached at that time or not. He could have, although I doubt it. See, and yeah, it just comes to me now. When Reverend Witcher or Alistair Bishop was along this time, I think that was the exact Sunday one day Alistair from Manitoba was there. He would probably know that if we could ask him.
And so he met the Alistair.
I think so. Yeah.
They visited that day.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was really his only involvement then, just coming once or twice?
Yes, once or twice, that's all.
Okay, all right, let's continue with
but
the...
Probably why this, why it stands out in their people's mind that Alistair Bishop was there is because it was at the time when their own Alistair was there. And, you know, they must have remembered that quite a bit. I think you mentioned that they had mentioned this John Wish's name, yeah.
Okay. Let's continue with that, with the place where you were meeting. So it was in this house off number 3 highway, somewhere, you're not exactly sure where?
I'm not so sure. It was in the same area.
In the relatively same area?
Yeah, behind Tilsonburg.
Okay.
But it was on the south side of the highway.
And just a few miles further along.
Yes.
And then you were there for, let's say, a year or something?
Could well be. I don't remember how long we have been there.
Because when they bought the school, that was in early spring.
Was it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What I remember, unless I went only in early spring, but I thought I was there one of the first times when we looked. They had just cleaned up everything so nice.
The school.
I remember
that was
it,
a
yeah.
beautiful yard, you know, the real
yeah.
nice maple trees, just beautiful. It was an old brick school, country school.
Where was it?
In Port Burville. That was Port Burville.
In Port Burville?
Well, in the country.
North of Port Burville?
It was, Port Burville is right on the lake.
Yeah, right on the highway there.
It was 19, number 19
yeah.
highway. And the school was east. We went quite a ways east yet on the gravel road. It could have been a little bit north and farther east from Port Burville.
And they then bought the school?
I think they ran it, didn't they rent
it?
They bought it right away?
Yeah.
And that was probably the result of centralization of schools, that the country schools were no longer being used into the building that was available.
Yeah. They could buy it cheap. They had a very reasonable house there.
Yeah. Okay. And that's where you stayed the rest of the time?
That's where we stayed until we...
Until you quit.
Yeah.
The facilities were quite good there?
Well, there was one room, just the entrance. There were two entrances, like just a little foyer, and then at the main classroom, just one classroom. Yeah.
And then you had your
yeah, our Sunday school first before the service, just the regular church service.
Okay. What did you at all meet? I think I asked a little bit about this before. Jake Newdorf at all when he came around?
Yes, I think he was. He must have been there at least 3 times while we were there.
What would he do when he came?
Well, when they came, I remember one time they were there with the eldest of 30s, and it was usually. The reason for their coming was of Tallfest. You know, they would have catechism questioning class, but they all had just on one weekend or you know, the short time that they were there.
Yeah, because they had compressed it in time because they were just there a short time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that and
that used to be in spring. When they had Tallfest.
I don't remember what kind of it could have been. Well,
okay. And that's when you come, and then Yep Nidarp came along a few times then
yeah.
as well.
Mm-hmm. And why we're mentioning Yab Nidab is because they just thought so much of him. You know, he was a good speaker, and he was.
Everybody just talked about
yeah,
him.
Yab Nidab.
All
Yab
we heard
was, man,
what
you know,
he was saying, and
they liked his sound.
Yeah. And maybe you know that Yab Nidab isn't what they were calling him anymore. Maybe.
That's right.
Yeah. See, he was more of the awakened type of people, and believed in you know,
mm-hmm.
preaching the gospel, you know,
mm-hmm.
which the old colony people don't think so much of.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So otherwise, you didn't really have very much involvement with him.
No.
Simply, did you hear him speak?
Yes. Yes.
I don't remember. I did.
Well, the one time I must have heard him speak more than once, because I remember the one time I was still in the house, in the farmhouse. I was in another room. I wasn't in the room that he spoke. But I heard
you were listening
speak.
To him.
Yeah,
you had to sit in another room because
and
he
I,
spoke.
I can't really remember him speaking where I saw him speak. But I think it did, though. Not too vividly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you, I guess you heard Praise and Penner preach as well?
It could have been that we heard, like, when they were all there, they all spoke. Or at least more than one spoke. So
yeah.
It could have been on the same occasion that I heard
yeah.
more than one. Yeah.
Okay. What about, I asked before, Peter Harder, that doesn't ring a bell with you at all.
I can't remember Peter Harder. It must have been before we came. But then again, we've been saying that there was no church service before Peter, before we came there. So I'm not too sure.
Okay. You don't remember any man like that? He was their first preacher there. Okay.
Well, Harry, naturally there was one before Yopib and he was the very first one that was
elected
the
there?
Minister. Yes.
Peter
Hart. In Huaravirat. In that first house, like that rented house. Sure, there. He was an elderly man, but what happened to him? I don't know, I don't know if you call him. Yes, he was there, naturally. That's what, and then after
they
these ministers.
They call him the Vanamani Tlangyavasa now.
No.
Yeah,
but what was it that, why did he go away? I don't know. There was something. Yes,
anything else about him?
I remember very clearly now that there was this figure, Sayed of Pain Huara.
What did he look like?
He was not a young man. I can't say that I exactly recognize his face, and yet I have a picture of him.
Okay. Where did he come from?
Yeah, I'm just wondering. Didn't he come from?
Dobirimul Nugrupana.
Yeah.
Huh? But no Reeser or South River or Wuhan Pool anymore.
Rainy River?
It's very far away, it seems.
I can't be dented up.
What
did I am open? Can read the limit I will find the Yip Nugrup in Wuhan, Northern Manitoba asset? Where is this place that you're saying?
Matheson? Close to Timmins.
I don't know about
that. Or Rainy River, down by Kenora, southern Ontario, on the lakes.
No,
no, okay.
They've been talking about a place. It's somewhere north. I don't know what it is, Manitoba or somewhere, where there a group wanted to move there.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering if this Harder wasn't one of them that went there with a small group.
I don't remember anymore. All of a sudden he was gone. I know now, but at the time we knew, but I just forgot.
So he suddenly disappeared. Was there a prayer? Did people talk about
there
that?
There was a reason for that, but I don't remember what it was. There was definitely something there.
Okay. So he wasn't there that long, then, just several years ago.
You couldn't have been, because I still can't remember.
You just forgot.
All right, that's fine. I'm just trying to see whether you remember anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
we've raised two other names here of places, which I was going to ask you whether, but I don't think you remember anything of that. The one is Matheson. Does that ring any bells with you?
No.
And what about Reading River?
Well,
Stratton.
Stratton isn't.
Okay, Rainy River.
Rainy River. There was something about river, where you know where I think this group went to settle down, like the settlers, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but that's very big.
Yeah.
All right, I'll clear that up later for you in the future. Okay. Were there any others? No, by the time you finished, no other groups. Oh, this is what I want to ask. Do you remember any contact between this group and some of the Mennonites around Port Rowan area, like the GCs or the MBs? Was there contact that you remembered?
Not while we were there.
Like we mentioned in our conversation earlier off the tape, we mentioned John Reimer and Peter J. Reimer.
I don't remember any contact with the church of Port Rowan.
I think there was something, at least for them, but I don't know enough to say anything.
What about when you went to the school?
Yeah. Was it at that school? Well, that's where we finished. So it must
the only thing that I could say to this is that when we were teaching there, like what was his name again? Friesen that remarried.
Yeah.
He lived right in Port Rowan almost. And so that they might have had contact with the Mennonite people during the week, but not as far as the church is concerned.
Okay. All right. Let me just give a few other general impressions from you, if you care to give them to me. When you look back now, during the time that you were fairly closely involved with the people, what kind of feeling did you come away with? Let's say in terms of what the people were like, or what struck you most about them? What were the kind of things that you picked up from your contacts?
Well, the one thing is that they were big families, and they were really after making money. They worked in a tobacco, and they like this Abe Friesen. What's his name? Abe. He had 12 children. And they were.
That was Abe.
Wow.
And his whole family. He would take his whole family. He was a real organizer. He would take his whole family, and they would go and suck their tobacco. And they would make real good money. And Mr. Schmidt used to say, these people are like a horse let loose to a pile of oats. They have no limits, you know. They would make the money and just spend it.
Oh.
Not really spend it so foolishly, maybe, but they would buy big cars, new cars. You know. That was one impression.
Sort of like children let loose on candy. Buy a whole bag full right away.
Yeah.
Eat it in one day.
But, in another sense, they were very, you know, gastfreundschaftlich. They would always invite us for dinner. And, the Weebs and Port Burville and the Peters.
There were many. They were really trying to get to know us and to have us down. They were very good.
Yeah. Theologically,
they were very conservative. And, their sermons, and maybe you know that they were always read off. They weren't preached free. You know.
What did you think of those sermons?
Well, maybe I could say
they
this
were
much.
Very formal. You know, they had their pattern from years back, and that was it. Yeah.
My father came with us once, and he listened in, and he says, "Can anyone get saved under sermons like this?" And then I just explained we got to know these people, and they were searching, they were asking questions. I think they got more out of it than we that were used to different sermons. That's how we felt.
Maybe it was just our impression that you can't get saved in a sermon like that. No.